This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Sharing Australia's softest tissues has never been easier. Now you can send a Kleenex Silk Touch sample pack to someone you love for free. Go to the Kleenex Facebook page today. Kleenex. Share the softness.
Soul of a City works by the Trenton A-Team.
Collective works by the Trenton A-Team celebrating creativity harnessed in the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen. February 7th through March 31st, 2020 at the Roebling Lofts Gallery, 71 Clark Street, Trenton, New Jersey, 08611. There are two receptions, one February 7th and one on March 6th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to roeblinggallery.org or ateamartists.net. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Reed Gussiora, Trenton's mayor, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves.
Hello,
we are back,
everybody.
Again. We're back again. People get tired of this, of us talking. It's amazing.
That is very amazing.
I'm still recuperating from the 50th show.
I know.
With Will and Aaron fun. That we had down here.
And the Finca show, which was great.
Oh, motto on the Finca show.
Yes.
Just trying to get through that name. My throat still hurts.
Guillermo.
Don't even start with me.
Oh.
I am very, very excited today because
mm-hmm.
we have a cool dude here in the room. He's got to be about 11 feet tall.
The tallest man
He's
in the
like
world.
He's like the tallest man in the world, at least in Trenton, I think. He is from a place that we frequent often.
Yes.
Never find parking at this place.
Well, no,
forget
that's
it.
Not true.
Nah.
No.
Listen.
Depends.
It's always an interesting dilemma when you're going over to this
agree.
Place.
I think it depends on when you go.
It's the most popular place in Trenton. I'm sorry. It is. It just is. No offense, Finca or One Up, One Down or Trenton Social or Smoke. No offense, anybody. I got to tell you, this place is hot. It's the Italian People's Bakery.
Yay!
The owner himself is here with us today, Mr. Matt Guaiardo. Right
there
here, right go. Now. Guaiardo, a nice Irish boy.
You got it.
You look a little Irish, actually. Yes,
I am a little Irish.
Are you really?
Really?
Oh, okay.
I just did my ancestry, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, so let me ask you this. Ooh. So were you surprised at the outcome?
Let me tell you, you want to hear? So originally, I got two different results. It came back, and it said I was 26% French. I said, Mom, where the hell did French come from?
Right. Mm-hmm.
A couple of times went by. I checked it again. It went down to 3% French.
What?
I'm like, thank God I lost 23% French. Because I've been telling everyone I was Italian.
Oh, my God.
Italian,
oh my
goodness, German, and Irish.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I found out I was 22% Middle Eastern. I thought I was
my aunt also.
Mm. Really?
Yes.
There's got to be something there.
Well, Italy is close to, well, it's in the Mediterranean.
Right.
So
it's right there.
It's close. And people traveled around. They were on ships. You know, they met other people. They did this, that, and the other. Like, look at the people, like, my heritage.
Oh,
Scottish.
Here we go.
I was Greek and Balkans. That was
very
small because it's in the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
it's right
I
across.
Yeah, totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah, what they took over Sicily, every country took over Sicily.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now wait
That's
a minute.
Half of it.
Now wait a second. More about my wife for a second. Okay. So,
I've told this story before.
Yeah, but still, it's still fascinating. You love everything British, an Anglophile.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I found out I was 6% from the UK, so I'm thinking it must be Scotland because my mother is Spanish from La Coruña in Spain, which is the northern part of Spain, and their traditional dancers, they wear kilts and they use bagpipes. They say that that area of Galicia is one of the seven Celtic nations.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, oh, okay, Scottish.
Well, there you go. She was so excited.
There was no walls stopping you from coming in, you
that's
know?
Right,
so they just
right.
go across
Everyone
the border.
She
everywhere.
Was so excited
yes.
when those results came
yes.
in. Dude, I'm not even kidding. She was running around, waving it in the air, saying, it counts, it counts. Because she loves
counts.
All things British.
Yes.
Now, there's a bag over here with some stuff. What is
I
this?
Know.
Yes, sir.
Let me see that. Your heart
brought you all my famous stuff.
Oh.
Pass me that bag.
You don't have to eat it on air,
I just want to see what's in here.
Frank, you made Frank
all stuff
so
I've sent all over the country.
Happy.
Oh, I should have brought you cookies, too.
There's two Italian heroes here.
No, that's a large.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
My large.
And you cut it in half?
Is a full stick bread.
Dude, this box is heavy.
Well, I brought you cannolis.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Ooh.
Brought
Dude.
You the, our famous cream donut.
I should take
your famous cream donut. Okay, we're going to open this right here on the air to inspect this, the quality.
Some cupcakes.
Of the, oh, my God.
Ooh, oh, my goodness.
You know, Podcastia, you have got to see. We're going to take a picture of this and put it online. You've got to see what Matt brought us here today.
Nice.
Listen, we do not say no to gifts. We have no problem with...
I smell the heroes, too.
Yeah, this
yeah, that could either be the hoagies or it could be me. Because I've been making hoagies all morning.
When you come... Now, are you married?
I am.
So when you come home, I mean, you must reek of this stuff.
She tells me I smell like bologna and onions every day.
Bologna and onions?
Yeah.
I remember early on in our relationship, I was still living at home. Uh-huh. My mom would always be cooking. And every time I came in somewhere, she'd be like, oh my God, you smell like garlic?
Garlic,
and sauce.
I said, you always smell like food. Some kind of food was cooking, and you were there. Yeah.
And my mom's not even a good cook. So you can imagine.
She's not listening to the shows.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to the show. I found out something very interesting about Matt.
Yes.
He is related to the number 3, as voted by Podcastia, the top show, actually the number 3 top show of all 50 shows so far.
And
Tony Goggles.
That's right.
You're his cousin.
That is right.
But you don't know him as Tony Goggles.
Yeah, what do you know him as?
His name is Anthony.
Little Anthony.
Anthony.
He sure doesn't look like an Anthony to me. I mean, he's nothing without those glasses.
He's great, though, ain't he?
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's
one of the most creative people in Trenton.
Yes.
He is unbelievable.
We were talking about
a lot of creative people.
Let me tell you, family parties, we just sit around and we split our gut just talking. Because he comes up with the craziest stuff, and then we all go back and forth. We're having a couple of drinks.
I absolutely
It doesn't
know what you
stop.
Mean.
Oh, my God. We got the pool. We don't even go near the pool. It's just nonstop
laughing.
Talking and drinking the entire time.
And laughing.
That's him.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we had the same experience at Mill Hill Saloon one day.
Oh,
we were
man.
Chit-chatting about movies. I have an idea for a movie. And he came in and he had to, you know, put his 2 cents in. And we were rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah, he
about
was
it.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Did you guys get to go to his, when they roasted him?
No.
When was this?
A couple years ago at the Mill Hill.
What?
No.
Yeah, they did. They raised money for some girl. So all of his friends got up there. He had a huge dais, maybe 10 people, and they all roasted him.
Oh, come on,
well,
man.
Well, I don't think we knew him that well then. We really didn't know him that well.
It was hilarious.
Who, like, facilitated it?
I don't remember.
Listen, the next time anybody's roasting Tony Goggles, I want to MC.
Or roasting anybody, I want to be there at least.
Yeah, any kind of a roast. You know, why don't we just do one? We kind of do it every week.
It was a huge turnout. You couldn't move in Mill Hill upstairs.
Oh,
you
I can
could
imagine.
Not move.
Really?
Oh,
imagine.
My God. Anything he does, he packs him.
Was it funny?
I'm sure it was hysterical.
His girlfriend was the best one.
Amanda.
She
roasted him?
Oh, God. She was the last one.
Sweetest thing ever.
She was the last one. Oh, my God. Whoever helped her
was
unbelievable.
Wow.
Because she's so quiet and sweet.
Oh, yeah. And that's what surprised us.
Yeah.
And just the digs, the bombs on him were just...
And he couldn't say anything. He couldn't rebut anything.
No.
Tony. For him to keep his mouth shut. That must have been torture in and of itself. It made the roast look good.
And did you get to go to his movie premiere of The Bimbos? Because I'm not used to Trenton after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I only know the bakery and...
Right.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
When I saw how many people he brought in, I said, this is great. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
believe you were able to bring this many people.
Trenton gets busy at night.
I know. Yeah. I've hung out with him. Like, I've stopped over, gone, had a drink with him next door at Smokehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah,
you know,
Smokehouse.
And that even was crazy because I didn't realize that many people come out at night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome. I was like... And we're talking about things we could do to fix Trenton up. And
people love talking about that because they have a vision for it.
Trenton has finally caught its legs.
Well, I know, Matt, you've been here for a while.
I have.
So I always ask all our guests, in your journey of life, how did you end up in Trenton?
I'm fourth generation.
Wow.
I'm the fourth generation. My great-grandfather started the bakery in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
Next to us is what's called New Colonial Bakery. And they were around before us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we bought them in the early 90s. My great-grandfather started there. He was their foreman and then left there, opened up a pizza place on Hamilton Ave, then came over to Butler and opened up a bakery on Butler. That's where we were ever since. I grew up in Hamilton, which most of my dad's generation did. They all moved out of Trenton, and but we always worked there. So I've been working at the bakery since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
I'm 38 now.
Wow.
I've been running the bakery for, this is my 18th year as the manager over there.
Oh, so wait, so you're not the owner?
I am.
You are the owner.
Yeah, so the way that the, because it's a corporation, you know, blah, 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 the bylaws, and you had to work so many years, and you start, and then I can start getting shares.
Okay, gotcha.
So now me and my dad are pretty much 50-50.
Cool.
He's in Miami right now.
Right, and, of course.
And I'm in Trenton.
You a snowbird? He's there for the winters and stuff?
Yeah, no. He went golfing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he doesn't go there and then come back?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
How long has Barbara been there?
Barb?
Yeah, one of your workers.
My workers?
She going to hear this show?
They were all excited when they heard I was going on this.
Listen, let me explain something here. I walk in there, and I thought she was like the owner or something. She has such a mouth on her.
Yeah.
And such an attitude.
Yeah.
Especially with me. And it was my first
maybe
time
it's only with you, Frank.
Maybe it is only with me.
She's saucy.
You bring out the best in people, Frank.
No, thank you very much.
We treat people like family.
Well, yeah.
Whether we love you or hate you, you know?
Yeah.
She's very, very, okay, let's go. What do you want? What do you want? Did you forget? You have to call your wife? And like, she's hitting me with these questions. I'm like, oh, dude, relax. And I said, I want that twist bread. And she's like, we have more than one. Like, all annoyed, but I love it. I love it.
What do you
it.
Get, the Sicilian twist?
The one with the sesame seeds?
Sesame seeds,
the Italian bread.
Yeah.
That's my father-in-law, like, he swears by
it. I can buy four loaves, and he will eat all four.
And I'll eat them like a wood chipper.
That little end that comes off, oh, my God. Yeah, I get so happy when a piece gets left behind.
Yeah.
I just ate one before I found it.
Did you really?
Oh, man.
It makes such good French toast. Because just regular bread, it's like
well, I could thick slice that for you, too. Ooh. Like a 3/4 inch.
Oh.
And you, because, you know, thick slice French toast is
better
than real thin. Now. I'm going to get it thick sliced.
Well, one like that and one like and regular. One
you might
that.
Have to ask me, though.
Those
girls won't know how to do it, yeah.
Now, you have an automatic slicer that you pull it down,
I do, but...
So you can make them thicker?
No.
Wider?
We do retail and wholesale.
Okay.
So in the wholesale section is where that slicer is.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Right, okay.
The girls don't venture, you know, some of them don't know how to use that slicer. Mm-hmm. Ah. It's a little weird, so...
Interesting. Okay. So they stick with what they're comfortable with, and they say, oh, we can't do that the way you're talking about. Maybe call Matt and do it.
Yeah.
All right, so you hear that podcast here? If you go into Italian People's Bakery and you want thick slices, you got to ask for Matt. Don't ask for Barbara. She'll just look at you all saucy-like.
Barb.
And let me tell you, she's aptly named Barb.
And you love it when she's there.
Of course I love it, because the other girls are nice.
You can go back and forth with her.
Barb and I have like this pugilistic relationship.
It's kind of like a New York thing, too. You want a little attitude when you go in. You want to talk to the... people. You don't want a Walmart experience. The people who live here, they work here, they own here,
she's a lifelong Trentonian.
You can tell. Because I walk in and she doesn't say hi, she goes, that's my greeting.
I can't wait till she hears this.
Oh,
I love her. I love you, Barb. Don't change. Here's my other thing. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, it's never like you go, you pull in, you park, you walk in.
Well, when I've gone with you, and that's been the case, because I go with you off hours, but sometimes I send you, like on a Sunday morning.
Oh, God, forget it.
Yeah, I always say there's tons of parking. You just drive and stop and get out.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're all double
parked. It's known to double park.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the
last time I went, though, Matt, I came up the block. Everyone's double parked. This guy pulls out right in front of your place. I'm like, whoa, I pulled right in. I felt like the chosen one. I felt so blessed at that moment. I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Then you were stuck for an hour because somebody blocked
you. I was actually able to get right out, and then I went up the block to Serena for coffee.
I heard that's very good.
It is.
Yeah.
They have ice cream and everything, and also right next door to you.
Yeah, Panorama Musical.
Oh, my God, that place is, I forgot who told us about that.
Jerry DiLorenzo at the gym. Jerry told me.
And we went in there, and there's this beautiful espresso machine in there.
Yeah.
And there's all these, I think it's Guatemalan food, so there's a lot of people, Latino people eating, but then they're serving this great espresso.
Yeah, and I love it. It's like not a lick of English, but they know what you want.
So his name was Frank, that owned the place, and what is it, Conchetta, his wife. So she passed away, and then he was getting older, so he sold it, and he sold it to this guy, Alex, who... used to go there all the time. Used to work at the pizza places. So he'd go there before his shift. I guess when Frank got ready and was tired of doing it, he's the one who bought it. So he cleaned the place up a little bit. Still serves the espresso and cappuccino.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing coffee. Really, mm-hmm. really, really good.
Actually,
good stuff.
I should eat there too one day. So it's just interesting to see, because I know you brought that map in.
Yes.
Of Trenton in the, when did we say?
When it was New Jersey's Little Italy.
Right.
It had to be early 90s.
Okay.
Because the ballpark's there. So it has to be somewhere in that.
Oh, right. The ballpark was there.
So some places were going already, but most of the restaurants that I remember growing up, mm-hmm. even some of the ones I don't remember going to, are on that mm-hmm. map, and it's really cool.
Yeah. It's really a cool map. The good news is that I know a lot of restaurants from that picture are gone, but new restaurants have come.
Yeah.
With an influx of a different culture, which they're buying up restaurants and they're serving fantastic food. So it's not the Chambersburg that people remember from years ago, but it's now becoming different. It's still going to be a restaurant capital, but it is just going to be, I think, a different type of food. So that's the good news.
Now, are you hooking up with Taste Trenton?
I did it last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it go?
It went pretty well. I was getting feedback from my girls saying, oh, yeah, we had a couple people come in, you know. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm a little bit on the outside of that, I believe, right? A lot more downtown or no?
Well, no, because...
No, is it all over?
Tierra, which is around the corner on Clinton. Mm-hmm. So you just have to walk around the block.
Yeah.
I know. I offered a lot bigger portion than what most places were.
Well, you...
Yeah, I was given whole sandwiches.
Listen, if this is any indication of what you brought here today... I can just imagine. You go to the one stop, you're done.
Oh, people, that was the complaint about Taste Trenton. Was like, we couldn't go to all the places we want to go because we were so stuffed. People were feeding us so much food.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that's the complaint?
Yeah.
They got an overabundance of food.
I got too much food.
Yeah, it was too much food. That's why it's 3 days. Like, you could do it 3 days.
Yeah, but that was pretty cool. That was my first year of doing that. I didn't know about it the year before.
Oh, okay.
So they came to me and they asked me if I'd do it, and I said, yeah, sure, why not?
Last year was huge. Yeah. Huge. A lot of people, a lot of influx. And now we're developing an app for Taste Trenton. It's getting all high tech, man. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. People coming in. Take us through a day of Italian People's Bakery.
The store opens at 5:30.
In the morning?
I'm sorry. I get there at 5:30. Oh, the store opens at 6.
Okay.
Well,
even still.
6. Yeah.
6?
We're open from 6 to 8.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow. Every day?
Every day of the week, 6 to 8.
Wow.
Even Sunday?
Every day. That's shorter times. When I first started working, we were working until 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
We used to be, in the 70s, it was a 24-hour business.
That's why your father's in Miami, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were a 24-hour business in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Roebling was still going. Mm-hmm. All those industries were still going. Mm-hmm. We just kept cutting it back.
So right, now you're waking up at like, what, 4 o'clock?
4:46.
4:46, you wake up.
That one extra minute.
That one extra minute
means
awesome.
A lot. I know how you are in bed. I know, give me another 5 minutes.
Every morning.
Fourth minute, yeah.
Wow.
So 4:46.
Yeah, and like I said, we're 24 hours, so we bake all night. My drivers start coming in 11, 12 o'clock, so we start baking around 5 or 6 o'clock. Drivers start coming in. We start packing, because I got 10 drivers that go deliver to all the restaurants, supermarkets, mm-hmm. schools, organizations, stuff like that. Yeah.
So it's not just that one store.
That's why I'm saying my oven is bigger than your building.
You know?
You know, it's from the front door. Yeah, to the exit side. So
is it really?
Maybe bigger. Maybe longer. It's 3 decks.
Wow.
Really?
I want to see this.
So it's 3 times the height as well. Well, it's obviously higher than your height.
Yeah. It's probably about 9 foot.
Wow.
9 foot high.
Wow. And you're baking.
We put it in 8 years ago.
And that's in the basement? Or is it?
No, it's right in the back. Right where my red doors are.
Okay.
Right behind my deli.
Okay.
The oven's right there. Then it goes all the way back to Elmer Street.
Wow.
The building, that's why I said I would love to give you guys.
I thought it just kind of ended behind the deli.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know. Most people think I just have like this one little rack oven. No, it's a big tunnel oven.
I didn't think it was like an oven like ours where you just, but I didn't think it was that big.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the drivers come in, they're already there at night, 12 o'clock.
They start coming in around 11, 12 o'clock. My packers have been packing since about 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
They go till about 3, then we shut the doors, no one's allowed in. 4 o'clock, my cousin comes in, opens the doors, a couple more drivers start coming in. And my baker for the next day comes in, and he starts at 5 to 1 o'clock. The
what
next
time
baker
do you
comes
get
in
home at
5.
Night?
I'm running the store, so it's whenever I get done.
But you're a business owner.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Right. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm a hands-on business owner, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, which is good.
I'm sure you see me on the holidays, like, unloading the oven because the baker's still on the other side throwing more in.
Now, people come from far and wide.
They do. And I send far and wide, which I stopped.
Oh, really?
I stopped, yeah.
Why is that?
I was having problems with the shipping and all that. Yeah, it's stuff not getting there on time, on you know.
Because when you send,
looks bad on me, and it costs a fortune.
When you're sending fresh baked stuff, yeah, it's like it's hard to like send it and hope that it gets there in the condition.
Yeah.
Because then when someone gets it and they're disappointed, it's not they're not disappointed in the postal service.
Yeah, and I don't use preservatives.
Yeah, right.
Our bread is no preservatives, so it's not going to last you 3 days. And it takes 2 days to ship or a day to ship.
When it gets into the supermarket, how long do they hold on to it for?
They're only 2 or 3 days, and we drivers are there every day.
Wow.
So we're 7 days, you know, we deliver 7 days a week. We're open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Every holiday.
Yeah.
You know, my Mercerville store. Have you guys been out to ever seen that one?
Where is that?
On Route 33 in Mercerville.
Oh yeah, it's by the post office.
Yes, yes, I've seen it.
Yes, across from Applebee's.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. People on the holidays. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Two hours. Yeah. They stand in line outside for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's people that bring beer to tailgate.
Oh my God, I love that idea.
One couple,
wonderful.
Got married. They met in our line on a holiday. Aww. Waiting. Oh, they got married and got married.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Are you making this up?
No, I swear to God.
That sounds like
I don't know. Eric may want me to.
Because
stuff.
if you're waiting online and you're chit-chatting with your neighbors and people you don't know and strangers.
We're very influential.
Yeah. Man. Absolutely.
You know?
It must be all that French in you. That romance.
Ooh, only 3% it's down. It's down. I'm over 50%.
Now, Italian People's Bakery have catered some of our events at New Pod City.
Yes.
You know, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and I listened to the very end, and you said catering by Italian People's Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why didn't Frank come say hi to me?
It might have been because Anne organized it. So Anne was the point person.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
What was it for?
Anne Labatt. We had a ribbon cutting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you decide what you're going to take to someone's house? Or
right.
Like, oh,
that
so
must
good.
Be like kind of like a risky feeling. Like you own a bakery, and like in the beginning, you want the cases to be full, but you also want them to sell.
Yes. Balance my decorators are great at constantly rotating, knowing what went in, when. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're good at that. We do have very fair volume that comes in, so we are constantly rotating. You know, obviously my bread, if it doesn't sell, it goes in the garbage. Mm-hmm. There's no reusing that. They're very good at that. Plus my cannolis, I fill them fresh. Mm-hmm. They're made to order. There's no cannolis sitting
now
in the
case. Made these today.
I made them, yeah.
The cupcakes
personally.
Too?
Well, I didn't make them. My decorators did.
Okay.
No, the shell is there, but they're not filled and sitting and they're getting soggy.
Yeah, right, totally. Totally right. But now, like, the dough. Like, you make the actual dough.
Yes, we have a company.
I find this fascinating.
The recipe was perfected over the years started with my great-grandfather. I'm sure it's not exactly the same as it was back then because there's actual ingredients that they stopped letting us use.
Oh,
you
really?
Know, like actual lard, you know, can't use that stuff no more. Mm-hmm. So
you can't?
No. They used to, back
in the
World War II, they had yellow salt, so they would use that. They stopped that, so they had to, then whatever it was that was making a yellow, when they took it out, it screwed up our bread, so we had to find another way to make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
go ahead.
We do have a company that comes in, and they make our base for us. So all my base ingredients, they make it for us, so we just have to weigh it out. I get a truckload of, once, twice a week, of flour, so we get that bulk. There'll be a truck park out back, and he'll blow in like 30, 40, 50,000 pounds of flour in a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your mixers must be huge, too.
My mixer can do 1,000 pounds at a clip.
Wow.
We do 500s, but we can mix it up to 1,000 pounds if we want it.
I want to see this operation.
It comes in, yeah.
Yes, we have
I really
to want to
see
it.
This. Mm-hmm. I just may want to videotape it.
Yeah, you should. Definitely.
You stop by anytime you want, you know.
Take you back there.
Yeah.
So tell me about Christmas time, because I love the idea of people descending upon your place. I love that whole Christmas.
Christmas
thing.
I need a week to recover after Christmas.
I was going to say, what are you doing?
I'm taking a cupcake.
No.
I'm taking a cupcake.
That's the Oreo.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was this big.
Well, so now that you have it out, I'm just going to.
We're just eating on the air. This is what we do.
So
you don't like it, you can turn us off.
I hope they're probably not even room temperature yet. That's when cake's the best. You got to eat cake at room temperature.
Why is that?
That's when all the oils release. You know, everything gets softer.
When you taste food, it always tastes better warm. When it's frozen or cold or chilly.
Then how do you explain beer? You got to drink that cold.
That stays cold.
Yeah, but some people, you got to drink it warm.
Well, that's not true either. Some people drink beer warm.
I don't know if it's supposed to be
But let's get back to Christmas.
Okay.
So Christmas, I'm going to eat this.
I mean,
eat your cupcake.
Okay. My cookie trays, I start a month ahead of time. Mm-hmm. They're American, not my Italian cookie trays, mm-hmm. but my American cookie trays mm-hmm. that those cookies can last. I have to.
Like
I have
American,
to.
You mean like chocolate chip it's like and a, that kind of stuff? Like it's
all different flavors. There are okay. different filled ones, you know. But
okay.
I have to do 1,000 pounds in cookie trays.
Wow.
So it's not something I could do a week before, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. It's not like the home baker yeah. who's like, oh, I'm going
to
get ready.
The bread, we're working up to the last minute. We don't even have enough racks. On Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. I couldn't get into my store for 8 hours. I wouldn't walk in the store because I kept running out of rolls. Every time I walked in the store, people looked like they wanted to kill me. So I stayed at the oven, and I'm telling you, I had a line to my door, and I came out, and they all looked at me at once. I said, okay,
why Barbara gets a little surly, because she has to deal with the customers.
it was unbelievable. My mom, her store can't handle, that's the Mercerville store. Mm-hmm. She can't handle her load, so she has to get rolls from us. So as I'm packing her rolls, I ran out of rolls. So I used her rolls and didn't tell her. I never heard the words come out of my mom's mouth. That's those curse words.
Wow.
Around yeah. Christmas time.
With
nice.
All those ovens and all that processing still like...
We can't keep up.
That's a good thing. That's a good problem, right?
Yeah, like that's what we say. It's a good, bad problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I just worked out.
You should have had the cannoli.
That was delicious.
Or the cream donut.
I'm going... Don't worry
I send
about
those
that.
All over the country.
Don't worry, they're going next.
We don't know if Frank hopped up on sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pace ourselves here. Now, you say there's a difference between American cookies and the Italian cookies?
Yes, the Italians are the Italian macaroons, the pignoli cookies, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
The Italian macaroons, what are those like?
They're not
the
like
Italian
the
wedding
that,
cookies. You know, pignoli cookie, right?
Pignoli cookie, yeah. Pignoli,
that's the Italian cookie, the Italian wedding cookie.
But an Italian macaron.
Well, the macaron is the dough, I guess.
Yeah, not like a French macaron where it's that puff of hard...
You know,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. No, okay.
And all the different colors, yeah.
Maybe with almond paste and coconut.
You already kind of know, I need to have a lot of this... And I need more of that.
We kind of know.
Because I guess it changes, right?
My production will fill up all the regular stuff, all the breads and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then whatever racks they have left over is just half tarps, dinner rolls. Make them all dinner rolls.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have 30-some racks. And then... Huh.
Do you find there's a trend in what people order? Like, this year everybody wants cupcakes, or this year everyone wants cheesecake, or whatever.
We're pretty basic, and, you know, especially on the holidays, they're coming for half tarps. They are coming for half tarps. I noticed the Spanish get a torpedo or stick bread. They enjoy a stick bread more. Mm-hmm. But my old customers or my regulars are half tarps.
So they're coming for the dinner rolls. The torpedo rolls.
Yeah, dinner rolls.
But they do certainly are coming in for the cookies and
the absolutely.
Cakes and
absolutely.
All that stuff. Okay. But your biggest thing is the...
Yeah.
That's what you steal
from
your
we've
mom.
Been told a long time ago, we're a backwards bakery. Most bakeries are strictly cakes and... pastries and stuff like that and sell a little bit of bread. I sell more bread and a little... Actually, I can't say I sell a little bit of cake and pastry because you saw my store.
Right.
It's packed with cakes and pastries and donuts and all that.
Sure.
But, yeah, well, bread makes more sense because bread is universal, first of all. Everyone eats bread. And you use it in every meal. You're not going to eat a cannoli every night.
Right.
You probably
goes
shouldn't.
With everything.
But it's like a special occasion thing. But bread, every day. Bread,
absolutely.
You know, one kind or another, or a roll of something.
Used to be
kind.
Really big on the food pyramid.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Now they're turning it upside down.
Now
they're saying, bread's bad for you.
Yeah.
It's not, guys. Bread's the best for you.
Bread is the best thing you can eat.
Everything in moderation is good. Like, I'm just thinking about my favorite, which is that twist bread. What do you actually call that bread?
A Sicilian twist.
The Sicilian twist. So I know how to order it.
Sounds like a dance.
I could eat that with just some butter on it.
Mm.
Or olive oil.
Olive oil.
Or just plain.
Well, at the holidays, you ever get our tricolor?
No.
What is
it? It's a tricolor wreath. We do it. We're the only ones that do it. And it's three different colors. So it's red, white, and green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all braided up. And it's a wreath bread. And we bake it. And it's all seeded. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I eat the whole loaf. I eat half the loaf.
Really?
And that makes
my girls
nice
yell
gift.
At me. They keep my employees. They're like, "That's enough. You're gonna get fat." I'm like, "I know, but it's so good."
You don't trust a thin baker.
Yeah, a skinny baker. There's something
skinny
wrong.
Skinny baker.
That's a nice gift though for Christmas, to bring to somebody's house.
If it makes it there. If it makes it there, yeah.
If it makes it there, well, you buy two.
Well, you used to do that, right?
All the time.
Frank grew up in Queens, but his mom would send him for bread.
Yeah,
and you would eat the. Well, so I would do
I
it
to
too.
I buy three semolina loaves at Willard's Bakery, and on the way home, I'd be just chomping into a loaf. I mean,
you're walking home, you always eat that end piece off.
How do you not?
The
do
butt's
that?
The best part.
Of course. And then I would turn it upside down in the bag, so that way I have some time to like escape her.
My wife knows that that's my piece.
Ah, okay. Yeah. What's it like in the summertime back there with that oven? Is it like you roasting? I'm thinking like it's kind of...
Well, my oven doesn't give off heat, but it's just hot. There's doors that close in. Mm-hmm. Keeps all the heat inside. Mm-hmm. It's a brick oven.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Everything came from Italy. We got it 8 years ago. Wow. We put it in.
Nice.
So all the steel, all the concrete, all the brick, all came from Italy. They brought it over in containers.
Okay, how much did that cost to get over here?
Don't worry about it.
A little bit of change.
Concrete and brick.
Yeah. You know, that's why Trenton's so important, because we invested in Trenton.
Yeah,
we put a lot of money.
Interest. Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely.
The boiler just for that oven was the price of a house, you know?
Wow.
Three houses in Trenton. We're invested in here. We could have moved.
I'm
we
glad you didn't.
Left.
So glad you didn't.
Glad
yeah.
you
so
didn't.
Much.
Good. You have vision.
We
you
had
to make it work.
We had two options. It was make a new facility, bread facility, mm-hmm. or stay in Trenton and put the oven in. So mm-hmm. we put the oven in.
Nice.
In
oh, thank
I like
you
that.
So much
I knew there was
that.
Something about this guy I liked.
Yeah, I probably should have said that earlier.
So all your baking comes out of the Butler Street facility?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, no. All my bread, all my dough comes out of the Butler Street facility.
Oh, okay.
My baking for me and for the restaurants and all that comes out of my store, Butler Street.
Okay.
Our other locations, Mercerville and Levittown, bake themselves.
Oh, okay.
So they do the whole process themselves.
Oh, okay. And it's a smaller...
Smaller road. Smaller yeah, road. Smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
The one in Levittown, is that on Old Trenton Road?
Yes. We're in Bernoxer Valley.
Do they sell Christmas trees right in that lot?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So where we buy a Christmas tree, that's another,
okay.
there's another Italian people's break. Just
where do you spend
sure.
the bulk of your time?
Butler Street. Every day. Every day.
And your mom runs the one...
My mom's Mercerville. She goes there. Okay. And my dad goes and checks out Levittown. Yeah.
I want to meet his parents.
So this is truly a family...
Absolutely.
Family business.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely want to meet his parents.
Fourth generation.
That's amazing. Awesome. So hopefully, your great-great-great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather. I'm trying to do the math.
Well, forget it, Frank.
Great-grandfather, my grandmother, my dad, and then me.
Oh, he made it seem so simple.
Hopefully my kids. I got two boys, so.
Oh, okay.
Well,
are
then
they
they're
baking?
Fifth generation.
Maybe they are fifth.
Okay.
Now, are they baking with you? Do they come to the store and help
No,
out?
My oldest is only 10. My youngest is 6.
Okay.
I brought them in, actually. Mm-hmm. I've made cakes with them. We, mm-hmm. As soon as they come in the store, they run in the back to go get a piece of dough, and that's, you know.
Oh, so yeah. They, like they dig it.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. That's really yeah. cool. It's so nice to see
my
that
young,
carried
my,
on.
My oldest would get a stick bread, and he'd just eat the inside. So next thing you know, his arm was...
Oh, gross. Like a glove.
Deep. Yeah.
Like a bread glove.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, you're done all right.
Oh, that's funny.
Cool. Now it's just love with the skin bread. The skin yeah. of the bread.
So you got to find your other kid if he likes the outside and the other kid likes the inside.
He's liking donuts.
Yeah, donuts. But let me tell you something. If my brother did that, there's no way I'm going to now eat that bread with his arm in it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, goodness. All right. So I asked this question of all our guests. And the question is, in your imaginings of your dream Trenton, what does that look like?
I want it the way it used to be. I'd like to see those restaurants back around here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see people walking around. I'd like to see more people coming in just for Trenton, not because they're coming to work. And I get excited when I get to see a lot of that stuff. They're, you know, I know they're trying to put more housing around mm-hmm. and all that. I'd love to see that. A safer Trenton is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the two go hand in hand. If you have more people out and about, it becomes
absolutely
safer because
absolutely.
It's just there's life.
You know, people need to realize that it's not as dangerous as it is.
It isn't.
Exactly.
You said it yourself before
yeah.
when you were downtown and doing the different
My customers
things.
All, oh, I can't believe you work in Trenton. I'm like, guys, I go there at 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes,
right.
2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. There isn't a person on my street.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as you think. You're reading the paper.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
reading
too much. The paper.
Exactly.
They're trying to sell papers.
I mean, both of us grew up in New York, and there are places in New York you don't go to. It's
mm-hmm.
like that's a city.
Yeah.
There's places in Philly you might not want to go on a certain hour.
Right.
But for the most part, I feel that way about Trenton. I'm like, I walk my dog by myself in the evening, and I never... ever feel unsafe. We walk around downtown late at night even
really?
Because you will go to Mill Hill and maybe then we'll walk over to Smokehouse, whatever. Never feel unsafe.
You know what I miss is the Feast of Lights. Kind of like the San Gennaro Festival in New York.
San Gennaro, yeah.
We used to have that on Butler Street.
Really?
Oh, went from one end to the other. I mean, there was food. People would even sell stuff out of their house, my dad said it, back in the
cool.
day. But
they do that in Philly, too, I think, on 13th Street.
Probably,
yeah.
And
okay.
That I miss that. I really... Oh. God.
Well, I don't think that's something that would have to completely go away.
Yeah, why would that?
Because I actually, we were talking about this on one of our podcast about the Christmas light competition.
2020.
I want to have a Christmas light competition just on my block because I figure that I can maintain that. Like just from, what is it?
From the cemetery?
From the cemetery to Cass Street.
To Cass Street on Lamberton Street.
And like everyone just puts their lights up. You could make it classy. You could make it trashy. You could make it like comic
tacky.
Book. You could make it however you want to do it and just get lights up there. And then
We judge it.
Right. Well, we'll have other judges and then we'll have prizes too.
Well, yeah, okay.
Maybe, but I also had an idea. Like, we should set up tables outside of Italian People's Bakery and have hot toddies with some bourbon going and, like...
You're really trying to find a way to sneak that bourbon in there.
You know, set up a table. This way, we're people outside and, you know, waiting online. I'm like, here, have some. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Listen, like with all the double parking, I don't think you want to mix alcohol
and
in
with
there.
And plus, with all due respect, you asked him what his dream friend was.
True. But, you know, if yours is not so different from what other people tell us. It's like they want to see life.
Yes.
They want to see businesses prospering. Enough of the bad rap already. Come in and check it out for yourself. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. Matt, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Absolutely.
Trenton Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Check us out on TrentonWaves.com. Visit the website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. What? That's right. Matt, how can people find you? How can people see you? How can people come to know you? How can people find out anything there is to know about Italian People's Bakery online?
You can go to our Facebook page, Italian People's Bakery and Deli on Facebook. We do have Instagram. You can see all our pictures of all our cakes, all our custom cakes that we do on there. And you can visit ItalianPeoplesBakery.com. Come see us over on Butler Street, 63 Butler Street, 609-394-7161 is our store. You can ask for me or Barb or anyone else, any of my other girls. And we are open every day of the week, 7 days a week, open all holidays from 6 in the morning to 8 at night.
That'd be a good place to stop for breakfast. You have coffee there?
Coffee, breakfast sandwiches, donuts.
And you also have a deli.
Butter rolls.
So if you
I have a deli,
because the hoagies that are over there come from the deli.
Famous Italian
names.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Okay, calm down.
I love eating.
Eating good food.
I love eating good food. I love eating candy.
Okay.
I love all kinds of food.
And cake and,
cupcakes. And all that stuff.
I'm going to have to pick what I want, and then I'll let you have what's left.
What? You're starting to talk like Erin now, which is not good.
Thank you again for bringing all the goodies.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we really
appreciate that.
Thanks
for having me.
And we are totally coming to explore your
place. Yeah, please.
Because I want to
see we're just going to haunt you.
This giant oven and the giant mixers.
All right, we're going to wrap up for this week. This has been yet another episode of Trent Waves.
This was fun.
This was a lot of fun. Can I please, will you let me do the closeout? We're going to start another conversation.
Sorry.
That wraps it up yet again.
Yes.
Yeah. You have something to say?
No.
All right. Well, then if the answer is no, then this has been yet another episode of Trent Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trent Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.